Good morning, Rikadim Chayodim, Klaus Amatest. We're talking about the halachas of Kavod Pratimin Chachamim, and we left off the question two shiurim ago about is there a concept of hitter independent of the concept of kima, or are kima and hitter inextricably tied together? So the Sefer Charedim says that the concept of hitter of the pasuk of a hitter actually means to mehadr the chacham with dvarim, to speak to him in a way which is mechubadik, that is part of the mitzvah of hider. So there's a separate mitzvah of hider, independent of the mitzvah of kima, that one should be mehadar the talmid chacham b'dvarim. The Chabad Chaim quotes this in his psicha to the Sefer Chabad Chaim when he talks about the isurim of lashon hara, and he says if a person speaks lashon hara about a talmid chacham, he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah zaseh of the Hadarta, because if the Torah is Machayev us to talk to a Talmid Chacham with Dibur, which is Mechubad, obviously saying Lashon Hara about him is a Dibur which is not Mechubad, you're not being Mechabed him with Dvorim by saying Lashon Hara about him. So saying Lashon Hara about a Talmid Chacham, one is over the mitzvah of, he's Mevat the mitzvah, say, of Hadarta. He might go into under the umbrella of being mevatel talmid chacham, which we will talk about Be'ezras Hashem as well. So here's this concept of hider. So here's our introduction to the idea that hider is not limited specifically to kima, but there's a separate of a hider which has other chiyuvim as well. So the first example which he gave is the chiyuv to be mehadar b'dvarim. That's number one. Obviously, we mentioned that when the Gemara says that we should allow a Talmid Chacham to go in the door first, possibly we should allow the Talmid Chacham to leave first as well. It seems to be machlokes, but to enter in to the building, so there's a din of kines of being kines first that goes into the mitzvah of v'hadarta. A person is walking together with the Talmid Chacham, the Talmid Chacham should be in the position of respect, of kavod. Other people are not walking with him do not have a chiyuv specifically to give kavod to him, but the people which are walking together with him should be done in a way which clearly the Talmid Chacham is the one who is the ikur, and the other people are arrayed around him in a way that indicates that. Okay. In the Sefer Haftarah HaKamarcha, he extends this concept that the din of hider, once we see that it's din of hider b'dvarim, it means anything which has become accepted as a vehicle of presenting kavod to somebody would be a kiyum of the mitzvah of hadarta. So each society has their ways of showing covenant to people, and all of those will now become incumbent upon when a person is dealing with a Talmid Chacham, that'll become incumbent upon them. So is there a chiyuv to speak to the Chacham, let's say in the third person? That's not brought down in halacha that there's a chiyuv to speak to the Chacham in third person, except to by Rabbi Muvik. There is such a chiyuv. However, if that became the standard in that society, that the way you talk to Talmid Chachamim is by talking to them, addressing them the Rebbe says, so he's talking in third person, so a person would now have a chiyuv through the mitzvah of Hadarta to speak as such to his Rebbe. The sitting in the seat of a Chacham, so the Rashi quotes in Chumash that part of the din of Hidr Vadarta Nizokin is not to sit in the seat of a Chacham. If there's a seat which is Miyuchad and Beis Medrash for the Rebbe, the Talmidim should not be sitting in that seat. That would be a concern of Hadarta. If the Rebbe gives permission, so the Rebbe is Mahu, which is Machal HaKavodai, Kavodai is Machal. The question which would come up, however, in a case where the Talmud has asked permission, the Rebbe's given permission, but people do not know that, is there a concern of Marasayan or Chashad in that type of situation where people would think that he's acting in a way which is not the appropriate respect for the Chacham, even though based on the reality he's not doing anything wrong, but people do not know that, and there's a concern of Maris Ayin. So there is an assumption that there's a concern of Maris Ayin in that situation, and therefore a person should avoid that type of situation of sitting in the seat of a Talmud Chacham. Hashem will clarify more points about this in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day. Now that we've introduced the idea of Heder, is more extensive, so we're going to clarify some of the parameters of it. Blessed Hashem. Have a good day.